You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Composer Max Richter has a theory of music that's revealed in his compositions of cyclical melodies and repeated phrases.
I think human beings are pattern makers. We like that, you know? And obviously minimal music is pattern music. Dance music is pattern music. Arguably Vivaldi is pattern music, you know? So these things all sort of come together. But I think it's a big impulse, a very powerful impulse in music.
Max Richter came to this concept over the course of a music career that began at age 6 when he started and almost stopped taking piano lessons.
Unfortunately, I had a rather old school, sort of fierce old lady piano teacher, and she used to like hit me if I played a wrong note. I mean, literally, she would hit my hands with a ruler. And so I was just like, that's it, you know, I'm not doing this.
That kind of encouragement stopped his piano lessons cold until he returned to it in his early teens. He studied the standard classical repertoire then, but a very unlikely influence shifted his direction.
The guy who delivered the milk, the milkman, was one of these interesting characters. He was a composer, and he heard me playing this, you know, my Mozart sonatas, and he just thought, no, I've got to, you know, I've got to open this guy's mind. And so he started delivering, literally, there would be, you know, the milk and the doorstep in the morning and the latest Philip Glass, you know, music in 12 parts or something. Insane. Absolutely amazing. So he was giving me all this sort of really hardcore, you know, minimal music to listen to. And it completely sort of changed my way of thinking about, it was just brilliant, you know?
You can readily hear that influence in Max Richter's own music. Around the same time, Richter became fascinated with electronic sounds he was hearing on the radio and television.
Finally, you know, I discovered this thing. It was called a synthesizer, and I was like, that is it. I want one of those. So, unfortunately, at that time, they cost as much as a house, you know? So I got one of these kits and started with a soldering iron just building these things. I think before you've heard a filter, you have a sort of a different understanding of what sound is, you know, because it allows you, obviously, to hear very analytically, you know? And especially that sort of classic low-pass resonant filter you get in the Moog. I mean, that's an amazing thing. And for me, that experience is really summed up in the opening of Autobahn, Kraftwerk Autobahn, which is, although is not a Moog, but it has the same the sort of potential of sound kind of opening up. And it's really exciting.
Despite his early interest in the avant-garde and electronic music, Richter still pursued a conventional music education, studying piano and composition at the University of Edinburgh and the Royal Academy of Music. But after graduation, he took a bit of a left turn, studying for a year with the Italian avant-garde composer Luciano Berio.
Now, Berio, for me, his music was all about embracing music culture in a really broad sense, and obviously he used quotation, and the whole of music history is in there, and there are tonal elements and all kinds of things, folk songs floating around and text. And I just thought this was a really generous kind of musical aesthetic, and I just really appealed to me.
Berio's broadly inclusive aesthetic, incorporating text, folk music, and electronics alongside conventional orchestral instrumentation, made a strong impression on Richter. His album, Songs from Before, features Robert Wyatt reading words written by novelist Haruki Murakami. And his recording, The Blue Notebooks, features actress Tilda Swinton reading text from Franz Kafka.
Everyone carries a room about inside them. This fact can be proved by means of the sense of hearing.
the texts are sort of like, they're like throwing a pebble in a pool, you know, and then you get the sort of a ripple out through the material. And I think it's an opportunity and an invitation to reflect on that material. I think musical works are like landscapes, you know, and you can sort of walk around in them.
Richter's compositions tend to be dark and pensive, so it seems surprising when he recorded a version of the Vivaldi chestnut, The Four Seasons.
It is very unlikely. I mean, I have this sort of history with the Vivaldi that probably most people have, or a lot of people, is that encountering it in early childhood, falling in love with this beautiful material, and then over the years, kind of being forced, really, to fall out of love with it because of its use in, like, jingles and advertising, and we just hear it in all the wrong contexts all the time, you know. So I got to a point where I wasn't really hearing it as music anymore. I was just hearing it as this annoying thing, which was ridiculous because it is great. So really, for me, the Vivaldi project is an attempt to kind of reclaim it as a musical object and to rediscover it and to fall back in love with it.
Richter's version is titled Recomposed by Max Richter, Vivaldi, The Four Seasons. It's not a simple interpretation. He occasionally uses Vivaldi's score, but he also wrote new music inspired by the original concepts.
Some of the time, there is no Vivaldi at all. There's just me. Some of the time, there's no me and it's just Vivaldi. There's basically every combination in between.
Max Richter's career has ranged far beyond the concert hall. He makes the kind of music that directors love to put to imagery, like this ad for BMW.
I felt something in the air.
It came from right over there.
It appeared to have wings. It was just levitating.
Kind of floated.
It was so fast.
It had glowy eyes.
I saw a flash of white.
He's written music for dance pieces, and he's scored several films and television shows, most recently the HBO series The Leftovers. He says that although scoring a film is inherently collaborative, he was largely given the freedom to write in his own style.
The Leftovers has been phenomenal in that respect. I send them a score and they go, thank you, you know, which is never happens, you know. So, I mean, they've been very, very kind to me, I've got to say.
I can't go on the way I'm living. But I don't have the power to die. But I have to move towards something. Anything.
Max Richter's combination of classical chamber orchestrations and more ambient atmospheres fits in with a larger movement of musicians and composers from diverse backgrounds, all exploring combinations of formal through composed chamber music with more free-form ambience.
I guess Ave Pärt, Ekis Ventura, all these guys, and then I guess, you know, Gavin Bryars, and then the Minimalists, Andreessen, and all of that. That sort of pattern music, tonal music, John Tavener in the UK. But also, you know, the very early Sigur Rós records and all of this. And there was a commonality and an overlap there. And I thought, there's something. And actually, it really was a very natural language for me because all these things have always flowed together quite naturally. And obviously, there were other people who sort of were thinking the same way, you know? Say, Johan Johansson, Dustin O'Halloran, and obviously there's Erased Tapes, all those guys. So yeah, so now there's a scene.
Max Richter continues to explore the space between classical composition and ambient experimentation. His latest release is Recomposed by Max Richter, Vivaldi, The Four Seasons. It's on Deutsche Grammophon Records. They've also released a 4-CD set of his previous albums called Retrospective. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.